Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Getting tongue-tied there. Welcome to the show today, wherever you're tuning in from, whether it's afternoon, morning, evening, all over the world. Thank you for tuning in today. I do hope you had a chance to catch the show right before ours, Reverend Dr. Tara Lynn Curry Avery, 100th episode. Congratulations on hitting 100 episodes. We've actually have a lot of hosts now who are over 100 episodes on the station. So that's really exciting to see. I've got a wonderful guest in store for us today, but of course, we start off first with our little section of my book. If I can get it. There we go. Everyday Awakening. And so, let's kick it off with that first, and then I'll introduce my wonderful guest. And this section is entitled Evolution is a Conscious Choice We Make Every Day. How we evolve is not about our environment. It is not about our genetics. It is not about nature. It is about the stories we tell ourselves and the internal work we do. We evolve when we are in pain and find a way to accept it. We evolve when we face our shadow and learn to befriend it. We evolve when we stop telling ourselves how we are not worth it and start acting like we are. Change is a conscious choice. It happens when we make a decision and follow through. Change is neither random nor linear. It happens organically, yet we can choose to resist it or flow with it. The choice is always ours. Here are some concrete examples. We can choose to learn about diverse people with an open heart and thereby work to eliminate discrimination, which is what Tara Lynn's show is all about. We can choose to focus on peace and thereby create a more peaceful world. We can choose to ignore the problems we perceive and keep things the way they are. Evolution is a conscious act. It happens when we make the effort to do something differently, to be a different person, to cultivate a sense of safety where currently there is a sense of fear. There are challenges all around us. Some big, some small. How we decide to respond to those challenges speaks to where we are in our evolution. Are you happy with how you are evolving in your life? Where are you choosing to evolve in your own life? So this is something that I wrote a while ago. I was looking and I was working with people, and I was noticing how, like, some people sort of were choosing not to evolve. They were choosing not to kind of work on these challenges that would show up. They'd come to ceremony, they'd come to a group, and it was like the same thing over and over and over again. And they didn't seem to really make any progress. They didn't seem to change. And I remember talking to the facilitator about it. I'm like, what's going on? And even he was a little surprised. But then I came to realize that evolution truly is a conscious choice. Like, we can choose to do the deep inner work, or we can choose not to. There's nothing that says we have to evolve. We have to grow. We have to change. Like, all that stuff is up to us. Like, that's our agency. It's our choice to evolve or not to evolve. And it was really a big lesson for me because I've been so dedicated to my own personal growth and evolution that I just couldn't understand why some people would not. Like, just, they would just live in their pain. They would keep telling the same stories over and over again about how they were traumatized with this or that. And yes, I understand, you know, it does take time to work through trauma and it is challenging, but we don't have to marinate in it. We don't have to stay there. It doesn't have to be like the only thing in our life. And so I think this is something that people often forget or can use a reminder about, is that it is always our choice to evolve. It is our choice to change our situation. It is our choice to be different. And we can choose to or not choose to. It's completely up to us. I mean, to me, it's confusing. I don't know why someone would choose to just stay in that painful place, or why they would choose to continue to suffer the way they've been suffering. It doesn't make sense to me. And especially as a guide and somebody who works with people and helps people, it's particularly challenging because we all want our clients to do better. We all want our clients to find relief, to move from beyond the pain to joy and presence and gratitude and appreciation. So it can be hard for those of us who work with people to see somebody really stuck. And I don't really have an answer for it, other than it's a choice. It's like everything else in our life. It is a choice. And sometimes we forget to make that choice. And sometimes our path can also look very differently from other people. No two people's process is exactly the same. Nobody evolves at the same rate that another person does. And so I think sometimes it's just a good reminder that nobody is perfect. We all do things in our own time and when we're ready. And that if we can just stop judging other people,
and just be there to support them with a smile and a kind word and a pat on the back, that maybe then that little bit of encouragement is what they might need to move forward. So I offer this up to this week as just an opportunity to reflect back on how much am I evolving? How much are you evolving? Are we choosing to evolve? Are we making that conscious choice when a challenge comes up? Because when everything is going fine and we're feeling good, there's really no reason to evolve, to change. It's only when those pain points are hit. It's only when those sore spots are touched that we realize, oh, I still have some work to do here. So for this week, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to just pay attention, be aware, and be conscious of when you're coming across a challenge. Are you choosing to face it? Are you choosing to evolve? Or are you choosing to put it aside for the moment, for whatever the reason? And you may have very valid and very good reasons. But let's double check and make sure that's an actual conscious choice. So that's the section from my book, Evolution is a Conscious Choice We Make Every Day. And of course, that's available at www.everydayawakeningbook.com. And that, as I've mentioned before, just takes you to the Amazon listing. And if you're like me and you love to visit those small independent bookstores, we're in a major distributor. So just ask them to order Everyday Awakening by Sam Leibowitz and they can get the book for you. All right. So now, it is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show aerospace engineer, author, transformational coach, and energy healer, Shainaz Soni. Shainaz was born and raised in Karachi, Pakistan, where she defied expectations as an Orthodox Muslim woman. Despite facing daily opposition, she pursued her education, graduating as a valedictorian and continuing on to study engineering at the University of Karachi. After immigrating to the United States, she faced new challenges and embraced her trailblazing instincts to create a transformative life for herself. Shainaz became a certified energy healer and transformational coach, adapting a philosophy that recognizes each person's uniqueness. Alongside her work as a coach, she also created a remarkable career as a rocket scientist. Yes, yeah, she's a smart one. Contributing to groundbreaking projects at NASA, you know, like this woman is near and dear to my heart, including the Artemis Project, which is, for those of you who don't know, the project to return people back to the moon and go on to Mars. Shainaz is an author, having written The Quantum Being, which intertwines science, spirituality, and practical wisdom. She offers a fresh perspective on quantum principles and inspires readers to unlock their true potential. She emphasizes that transformation, although initially challenging, can become effortless and propel you to break barriers and explore new horizons. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Shainaz.
Thank you, Sam, for this opportunity. I'm so excited to be part of this. And your book actually is very much like my book because it's saying the same thing in a different way. And even what you read was just so perfect because I say the same thing that not making a choice is a choice too.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's really kind of funny how, I'm just reading these sections in order. And somehow they always end up being like the perfect section for the guest that's coming on that day. It's just that universal synchronicity that seems to always happen.
Yes.
So I have a million and one questions for you. We just got a couple of minutes before break. But I would love just to touch upon maybe some of the challenges you had being raised in Pakistan. And like, what was it like for you to kind of, you know, really go against the grain of society and get an education and be very successful in your academic studies?
So like you mentioned in your reading that you were doing, right, that there are triggers that makes you realize that you're not with your current circumstances. For me, growing up in Pakistan, I was constantly reminded of those triggers because of being a woman, being a girl in a patriarchal culture, raised in a very conservative Muslim background and not encouraged to go to school, not encouraged to be anything more than just be in the kitchen cooking for your man. All of those things that was kind of given to me as like the foundation that I was supposed to follow. And to me, those did not make sense because from a very young age, I was trying to understand that, you know, why are we here? Like, what is going on beyond the sky? Like, what is black hole? Like, what is everything is? Like, to me, I was very much asking questions to expand my consciousness while I was being limited just even within the physical dimension. So that continuously fed my soul to keep on striving for better and better and better.
I'm curious. I mean, that must not be a common thing at the time in Pakistan. Do you have a sense of where that desire came from within you? Like, was your mother or grandmother someone who was you know, asking in those deeper questions, or is it just something very unique to you?
Yeah, I was just very aware of my like I was observing myself as confined in this body. I was very aware of being a genie in the bottle. Like, I was aware, like, as soon as I became aware, and I think it may have been, I don't remember exact age, but like around 7 or something. As soon as I became aware, I almost felt trapped. I almost felt caged to the point where I wanted to even like kill myself. Like, I was trying to understand that, why am I trapped in this limited reality? And to me, I was trying to make it better, but being a girl, where the dad decides every aspect of your existence was very limiting for me. And then when I started talking to all the people in my family saying that I don't like this and I want to change it, they would say that this is just the way it is. You have to accept it. And to me, it was kind of like, I felt like I didn't have a lot of choice when I was in such a small body. And then as I was growing, I was looking for a way to escape that reality.
I can understand that, but that must have been so challenging to like go against the whole grain of society, you know, being told, look, this is just the way it is, and knowing in your heart of hearts that it's not, and it's not for you.
Exactly. And to me, that choice that I made continuously by saying no to what I was given, and even though I knew that I had to follow my, like, I wasn't ready to kind of fly away, but I was grooming myself to be ready. I would pray. I prayed like a very good Muslim girl. And every single prayer, I would say that, open the door for me so I can fly away from here.
Wow. Okay. So let's hold it there, because when we come back, I would love to talk a little bit about your immigration to the United States and what that was like, and what it was like sort of adjusting to a whole different society here. And then we'll definitely, I want to get into your career at NASA and of course your book, The Quantum Being, and what you teach and how you work with people today. Okay. Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this live every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/talkingalternative, on Twitter, on Facebook at facebook.com/talkradionyc, on LinkedIn at our Talk Radio NYC page. You can find us all over social media, and please go to the website and sign up for our newsletter. Click on the Join Your Tribe button so that you can stay informed of what our upcoming shows are going to be about. So everyone, please stay tuned. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business, or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This hour, we're speaking with Shainaz Soni, author of the book, The Quantum Being. So Shainaz, first of all, how did you manage to leave Pakistan? And at what age did you come to the United States?
So the way I left Pakistan was by following the cultural tradition. I had an arranged marriage after speaking to my first husband 1 hour. And that's how I came to Los Angeles at the age of 21.
Oh, wow. Wow. And then once you got here, that must have been a real culture shock for you to the change in society, the change in just everyday life.
In every aspect, I almost felt like I was in a Star Trek world visiting a whole different planet, because as soon as I landed at the LAX airport, for the first time in my life, I saw a white man, you know, white woman. Mm. They're so tall and then they have colored eyes. All of that to me was like really like even black people, like all these people that I'd never seen, because I only saw my kind being in Karachi, Pakistan. So, and then just the way everything is, the airport, the people, the language, the way they dress, every single thing was new to me.
Mm. And was the gentleman you were married to, was he a traditional, you know, did he want you to just stay home, take care of the kids and kitchen and stuff?
Actually, one of the reasons I said yes to the proposal, because, you know, when you get the arranged marriage proposal, you do get to have a final say in it. One of the things that he wanted me to do was, because he was agreeing that I should pursue my education, I actually was a valedictorian, and that was one of the reason he selected me for, because he in the interview, he asked me if you can speak English. And I said, I can tell you Newton's first, second and third law of motion in English, because I was, you know, physics was taught in English, but I wasn't able to speak English, but he knew that I was capable of learning because of my credential. And I asked him only one question, that will I be able to continue my education? Because I was already enrolled in the engineering program. And then he said, yes, because I want you to be able to become an engineer so you can be equally participating in the bread, you know, bringing the income process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. And so. When you got to LA, were you still in school? Were you going back to school, or what were you doing at the time?
So I was already enrolled in one of the very best university in Pakistan. It's called NED. Mm-hmm. And I already was very close to finishing my first year over there. And when I got married, I actually had to go back to do my exams, because it's an annual system over there. So you only take exam once a year, and if you don't, you lose all the credits. And I didn't want to lose the credit, because I want to make sure I leverage that in my upcoming education.
Mm-hmm. And then where did you continue your education in the United States?
University of California, Irvine.
So oh, I see Irvine. Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And when did you decide to become a rocket scientist? When did you decide to focus on aerospace?
So it was interesting because I graduated as an electrical engineer. And when I graduated, I was one of the things that I learned about me is that even though it was very hard for me to get an interview because of my name and my name at the time, my married name was even more challenging because my last name was Bandukwala. And I felt almost, and a lot of time people had no idea whether I was a girl or a boy because of my name. And so for me to get an interview was very hard when I graduated. I had applied so many places, hundreds and hundreds of places. I would send my resume every day. And it was like really a lot of work. But when I would get an interview, I noticed that I would always get a job offer. So I noticed that about me, that once I get to meet the people, they always like me. It's just how you get in front of someone, right?
Right.
But to me, I knew that I want a job, but I don't want to work on any project. I wanted to work on a project that's unique. And because of that, in the beginning, when I would get a job offer, I would give it to my other colleagues who were also looking. I would pass it on to them because I was looking for a job that would be more unique. And finally, Hughes, at the time, Hughes Satellite Com, El Segundo, California, hired me to work on Inmarsat phone, which is a satellite phone that communicates with Inmarsat satellite. And that to me was a unique project. So I said yes to that. And that's how I started my career, already deciding that I'm not going to work on any project. I'll work on a unique project, which led me to be working for NASA on a mission to dark side of the moon. I joined them 6 years ago.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Wow. That's fascinating. That's fascinating. And your persistence, I guess, and your stick-to-itiveness have really paid off. I'm curious. So obviously from your book, The Quantum Being, you also have this very spiritual side of you. And so as you're pursuing engineering, you know, people don't think of engineers as very spiritual people, because engineering is really the study of implementing things, of very grounded stuff, very practical things. How did your interest and your desire to learn more about spirituality, how did that come about while you're doing this very practical type of job?
Yeah, so for the most part, when I got married and then I was busy with the job and the cultural adjustment and the life and making babies, I truly was kind of living more in a physical dimension for the most part. But when I actually questioned the fact that, do I want to live this Groundhog Day in a life that I had created where I wasn't 100% satisfied with my marriage, after 10 years of being married, when I actually broke free from that, from that point on, I was very aware of making sure that I tap into my spiritual existence as well, because you can get carried away in your physical world. And then the problem becomes bigger and bigger by the time you really notice it. And then you have to take some really big action. So I started embracing my spiritual self more so after my first divorce. And then I started seeking active education into mystery schools.
Ah, how did you find them?
So the way I found one of the one, and that was actually in the year 2010 when I became actively seeking this in my current town in Huntsville, Alabama. I actually went to a grocery store. You know, we had just, it wasn't recent, but it was kind of like I was again at the crossroad with my family life. And I was visiting a grocery store and I saw this magazine called Natural Awakening Magazine.
Oh, yes. Natural Awakenings. Yes.
I picked a copy and then I saw that there was this class being offered at the local school and it called Metaphysics 101. And it really kind of piqued my interest. So right away, I went on a Google and searched for what metaphysics is, right? Because I knew physics all day long. Yeah. And as soon as I learned about it, I was like, I was ready to dive into it. I was like, I need to take this class and learn what this is. And once I took that class, it was like they taught metaphysics 201, 301, 401, and there was so much astrology, tarot. I just took everything they had to offer. And then I got to the point where I said, I want to learn more. What do I do? And they said, you have to learn Kabbalah. And I said, well, then where can I learn that? And they said that, well, the teacher has retired because she's very old and you have to find the teacher. So I actually studied Kabbalah on my own for 6 months and then I became a teacher myself.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
So yeah, my quest has always been very, like, I have done that in parallel because to me, that is the only way I have been able to be able to manage my life and my challenges in life is by knowing this aspect of my existence.
I'm just curious because I know Huntsville, Alabama, it's in the deep South. You wouldn't necessarily think of it being a hub of metaphysical stuff. Is the community there? Is the metaphysical community, it's a relatively small community? Is it pretty diverse? What's it like?
It's very, very small. And it's all kind of like, even when I entered the Institute in 2010, every single person was so old and almost felt like they're just going to die any minute. Like it was really like even when I entered there, and at the time I was even younger, and they looked at me as like I have lost my way.
Like, what are you doing? Yeah.
And I felt almost like really like, what am I doing among all these people? I mean, they were all white and they were all old. And they're looking at me also like, what's like, is she truly here? And then I'm sitting there and they're using the word like telepathy and clairaudience and all these words. And I'm like, this is my tribe. I need to stay here.
Wow. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm so glad you found your community. You found your tribe, even in Huntsville, Alabama. That's amazing. That's amazing. Awesome. All right. It's time for us to take our next break. When we come back, I want to start talking about your book. How did you come to write your book? What's it all about? And, you know, what made you become an energy healer and how you work with people? Okay.
Sounds good.
Awesome. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Shinez Soni, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. I was just checking the various live streams to see who's there. I see one of our former hosts, Eric, is listening in on LinkedIn along with my good friend, Sean. Thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, if anybody listening, if you have any comments during the show, please post your questions and we'll get to them. So, Shainez, you got into the metaphysics. You started studying with all these older people. When did you find that you started to learn about energy healing? What got you to kind of start to follow that side of the path?
So after I was done teaching Kabbalah and implementing Kabbalah in my life, I ended up seeking out and going further to other mystery schools. And I was able to find modern mystery school where I ended up becoming a healer, a life activation practitioner, where basically you learn this tool that was passed down by King Solomon under his time. He created this tool to help all the people that was in his kingdom to teach them how to enhance the light energy that our codons carry within our DNA. And it's done at the etheric level. So it's not a physical thing, but basically it affects because, you know, we are light being, right? So when you're working etherically, you're affecting the amount of light you can hold, which affects how your amino acid and protein buildup within your DNA gets addressed. So that is one way actually you can enhance your immune system. So I not only learned, I received it, of course, but I have learned how to give it to other people. So that was one of the tools I gathered, which made me very much aware of the energy that we don't see. I mean, you know, I always have been huge proponent of going to acupuncturist. And basically, it's exactly the same concept, is that, you know, you are your energy, you are energy being, and you have this auric field, you have this torus field around you that you can't see because of your limited spectrum in the way you perceive information. And to me, it became very obvious that everything that Tesla has been talking about, you know, like everything that exists in the 369 toric field is where all our manifestation comes from. So it's kind of like subconscious and conscious. It's like everything that's in our subconscious, it ends up showing up as an experience or as a challenge ultimately, when, because, you know, it kind of builds up quantum step by step. And then it becomes a very big thing. And then you notice it partly because you don't notice it until it's big enough for you to notice it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And how long have you been working with clients and doing energy healing on the side?
I've been doing that since 2018. So yeah, it's been
five
plus years. Yeah.
Right. And then what was the inspiration for you to write your book, The Quantum Being? What sort of made you say, all right, I have something to say. I need to put it down in paper and publish a book.
It was very interesting how I did it. So it was last year that I did it. And I'm just amazed that, so basically I've been raising four boys, mostly single, and my oldest son is a special child. So he is a lot of work. And January 2022, he actually, I was able to get him to go to school for his passion. And it was the first time in my life that I knew that I'm going to be not in the role of being an engineer and being a mother and being the healer. I would actually have a little bit more space in my schedule. So December of 2021, I created the schedule for me, because I have been told by many people that have come in contact with that with the way how far I've come, I need to share that with humanity. So I actually created a schedule for me where I said I'm going to write this book, which is going to be part, like how I came all the way to this, being a NASA rocket scientist. So I covered that in my first four chapters. And then the remaining eight chapters, I actually explain everything I've learned in all these mystery schools teaching. And then I converge that with quantum physics, because to me, quantum physics is embedded in every aspect of our life. And I look at quantum physics and Kabbalah, they're the same thing coming from different perspective. Because mm-hmm. Kabbalah is spiritual and quantum physics is mental. And because mm-hmm. of that, I have designed courses that does both, and they can even converge it. And if you go on my website, then you'll see that depending on what type of way you can enhance your next step in evolution, like you mentioned, conscious evolution, mm-hmm. you get to decide that how you want to do it, because you can, there are so many ways to get to the mountain, right? So
yes,
to each to their own. I just dwell into all these four layers, which is physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. Mm-hmm. And I'm very aware of all of those layers at all times. So going back to your thing, so basically in the 1 year that I became free from full-time mother role, I was able to do the book because I created a schedule, and I had to publish my book by October of 2022 because that's my birthday. So I made sure that I created a schedule where it had to be done by that. And I'm an engineer, and I have, that's how we make things happen, right? So you just make a schedule and you follow it.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'm totally floored by your ability to do all this at once, to be a rocket scientist, a mother of four kids, publishing a book and doing all this at once. It's truly amazing and really a testament to your love for what you do. I'm wondering, like, as you were writing the book and telling the stories and putting the information out there, was there anything that you learned about yourself in the process that surprised you, or that was a little bit of a, oh, wow, I didn't realize that before?
Yeah, it was interesting because in the beginning I was writing a book because I felt like, because I'm extremely task-oriented, and mm-hmm. I'm also like to make sure I'm always very productive in my own way, like, because when you're a mother and you're constantly juggling things, when right. you have free time, and if you actually not avail your free time, you almost judge yourself, right? So I mean, that's just the way I am. So for me, writing a book was almost like, okay, I'm gonna have this whole free year with not having to take care of this son of mine, and I need to make the most of it, right? So that's why I did that. Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, it was more like, it's something I have to do. But then I realized that when I started getting into sharing my mystical learning and stuff, and even when I was sharing my personal story, I was actually realizing that how much I was healing myself emotionally in my first four chapters, as I'm expressing, like all the important points that triggered me to be where I am today, because they had to happen for me to take some action, because they were like, this is not acceptable. I have to do something about it, right? That helped me with emotional. And then when I go into other chapters, I really get into my mental and spiritual self. And I actually realized that I was having an affair with myself in writing the book, like to the point where every time there was a gap between my NASA meeting, because I have this setup where I have this setup that you're seeing in the background. This is my room where I do all the creative things. This is where I teach my classes. This is where I write my book. This is my playground where I do research on subject that I'm interested in. And I just would like come to in this room and I would just get lost. Like I would be in the zone. And I learned that for me, connecting the dot not only helps me because it makes sense with things. And then what happens? I get this light bulb moment where I start seeing things for what they are. And then I'm like, wow. And then I want to share that with the world, right? Because to me, in this whole weaving the web, I learned that how we are the universe seeking to understand ourselves. And this book became my conduit.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm wondering, like, as you were reflecting on things and putting stuff down on the book, how has your spiritual studies, your metaphysical
inclinations. How has it served you just in your daily life?
In every which way, because anytime when I'm kind of running into any kind of, you know, challenges, right away, I always ask myself this question is that, wow, why did I bring that into my awareness? Because, you know, we are co-creating, right? So anything that happens to us, good, bad, ugly, it all is kind of, we are inputting in what we are creating. So, and even though there's a consensus reality and there's other factors that, and then we have our subconscious running the show that we are mostly not aware of. So there are variables at play that's unknown, but at the same token, there are variables at play that are known. And what I do is I focus on those known variable. And I always look at things from all different perspective because, you know, physically you feel like you have a pain. Right. Like I have a pain in my right hand. Then I think of it emotionally that why am I having this pain? Right. What? And then, you know, you start, when you look at it from all these different layers, then you think of it mentally. What pattern am I doing? Like, well, how am I creating this pain at all times? Mm. And then spiritually. So it's kind of like I always dissect things from different level depending on the problem. And it always, based on quantum physics, you know, observation affects momentum. As soon as you observe something or even acknowledge something, you have already changed it just because we are moving electrons.
Right.
So all of these things are continuously being played. And that's why I like to teach all of this, because we are, just like your book says, right? We have the power we seek is the power within.
Right.
And the more we become aware that how intricate and extremely amazing human craft we are, I work on a spacecraft and I refer to us as a human craft, because to me, I say that we are way more miraculous than any rocket I have worked on.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. It's absolutely amazing. All the things that are happening simultaneously at once in our physical bodies just to keep us alive.
Exactly, exactly. And when you really leverage your spiritual alchemy understanding, then what it does, it just gives you a perspective where you can see the forest versus the tree.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, it's time for us to take our last break of the show. When we come back, I would love to talk about how you work with people now. And like, what are you seeing with people as they show up in terms of what challenges they have and what do you feel, and see, maybe even have some messages for our audience of what do you feel people need to know these days? Okay.
Sure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening. Stay tuned. We'll continue and wrap up our conversation with Shinaz Soni, author of the book, The Quantum Being, in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape thriving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back. So, Shainaz, I'm curious. Do any of the people at NASA know about your spiritual side?
Not much, actually. Very few people know that I actually wrote a book. And it's funny when you said that you're going to be publishing this on LinkedIn, because on LinkedIn, people just only know that I talk about Artemis or Starship Explosion. And I'm actually going to publish this interview. It will be interesting to see how people receive, because for the most part, you know, it's an interesting tribe over there.
Yes, yes. Well, you definitely have to let me know what kinds of reactions you get when you publish it, okay?
Yes.
I'm curious. I mean, you've been working with people for a little while now as an energy healer and a coach. What kinds of challenges are people coming to you these days? Are they the same that they did several years ago, or have things shifted and changed over time?
So it's kind of interesting, because based on my law of attraction, you know, I attract different people at different time, because I'm doing this kind of part-time, right? I'm not doing this full-time. Mm-hmm. And what I've noticed that when people come to attend my class or to for any kind of one-on-one coaching, which I don't do one-on-one much. I usually do group sessions on Zoom just because of my time. And I have noticed that it's an amazingly enriching experience for both of us. And I feel like people who come to me truly are already pretty awake, and they are really looking to actively seek to evolve, because that's the only way they can understand the type of things that I talk about. Because I do, you know, from some people's perspective, I don't do a lot of handholding, because I just want to teach you how to fish in a most efficient way. And the only thing that I noticed that I feel like is a challenge, like you said earlier, is that how do you keep the feeding going? Because people, when they are in my energy field, they are ready to conquer the world. But then they go to their own space, and then they're back to themselves. They don't have that person who's inspiring them. And a lot of time, the promises that they make, even in front of me or with themselves, I don't think that they keep it. So how do we create that synergy? And I think that is where I'm actually looking to team up with people like yourself, because I almost feel like, you know, we all don't have to create our own empire. We need to converge, because, you know, I don't have enough time in a day to become an influencer or publish, like, you know, post on Instagram, because to me, I really want to teach people the wisdom that I've learned. Right. And just like I said earlier, that when I go for an interview, I get a job, right? So when I go, when I'm already a teacher, I do the magic and everybody loves me, and we create the convergence. But for me and them to meet, I haven't created a platform for myself to actually have that dance being played. Mm-hmm. And I think that people are looking for you and me, and we are looking for them. How do we figure it out so that it's done in the most efficient way? That probably will help everybody involved, because it would help us to feel that we are doing our, you know, we are following our calling, right? And we're doing what we came here to do. And then it would help people who are kind of like, you know, when they're not with us and then they get lost, to know that they have access to us in its own way, right? So that is where I'm kind of like, that's cross point I'm in life right now, where I'm thinking that how do we create that without having to completely depend on social media?
Yes. Yes. I agree with you 100%. And, you know, the whole reason I do this show is to bring people like yourself on and to give you a platform to reach more people and learn more about, you know, give my audience a chance to learn more about different people who are out there. And I've actually had some people on my show recently who I think you would love to connect with. I had a wonderful woman on just a couple of weeks ago, who is an astrophysicist from, England, and we had a wonderful conversation. I mean, you're doing your teaching now, and you're doing everything virtually like most people are.
Yeah, like I do virtually, but like if I get invited, like, you know, I was invited to go to Bacalar, Mexico for a Regenesis retreat, where I did go there physically, and I did do my quantum manifestation class, and I did the light body activation. So I actually do like to travel and be in person with people when I get an opportunity. And to me, I think that would be the very good way to kind of meet with like-minded people and also help people, right, evolve. So I'm actually looking for more of those opportunities where we get to travel to beautiful Earth, and then we are together doing these things together to kind of evolve and ascend with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if I ever have any opportunity, I would be thrilled for you to come up to New York City, and I'll get as many people together as I can to sit with you.
I think that would be great. And I also wanted to tell everyone, because light body activation is something that I actually teach, but I also want to leave that with everybody who's listening, just like a little tip on that. Like, the light body activation is basically enhanced grounding. And the idea is that if you really realize that you're an electrical being and your hand is emitting longitudinal wave, when you are opening up your hand like this, and when you are touching the non-physical energy grid that's around you, you can create a very good tether in a way, like you are basically connected. And then when your feet is touching the ground and your crown is, you know, right below the sun or a central sun, what you do is you ultimately feel that you are connected to everything around you and within you. And when you establish that connection, and if you can hold it even for a minute, you can hold it longer, of course, what happens is that you have this movement where you feel everything is in the flow. And you basically activate your pineal gland and you truly activate chemical interaction within your body that almost changes even your spectrum of light for that instance. And that becoming one with everything is what I do every day. I mean, I do many times in a day, depending on how I feel. And I recommend everybody to at least actively do that, because that is the space where you can put anything in front of your screen as you want to sort it out, and you will get the wisdom from inside to know what to do.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. So before we sign off, if people want to learn more about you, get in touch with you, what's your website? How do people find you?
Yeah. So my website is basically my first name, last name.com, one word. So www.shanazsoni.com. And when you go to my website, you're going to see that even my transformation is kind of divided between physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And you'll see everything that I do physically, like everything that I even take to keep my body as best as it could be, the vehicle. I actually share that with others, because the thing that I take is from friends who are inventor and scientist. So I pretty much do everything that's very transparent, because my whole goal is that I share what I do to me, because to me, that is the best way I can show up in the world. And that is what I've so far found as the best way for other people to show up in the world. And if they want to get my copy of my book, it's on Amazon, The Quantum Being. And that book will definitely give you a very good understanding of how I think and how I share my knowledge. And to me, it is time that we all do this so we can all live and create heaven on earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you, Shanaz. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule for coming on my show today. I truly appreciate it. And thank you for also your work on with NASA, because I'm a true big believer in space exploration, because it's one of the only endeavors in humanity where we need all aspects of society to accomplish the goal. Like, it's not just about rocket fuel. It's about environmental systems. It's about communications. It's about technology. It's about everything. It's about sustaining human life. So I'm a big believer that it really serves humanity to work on something so lofty.
Yeah, because as above, so below. So as we expand ourselves, it's almost like it's part of ascension. As we are saying that we are going to go to the moon and Mars, it's kind of ascension in the physical realm, right? Because we are going beyond where we are. And that is why I actually enjoy my work, because I feel like it's my way of reminding myself that, yes, we are going to do it in all layers and levels.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And one more time, her website is www.shehnazsoni.com. I highly recommend, if you're listening today, check out her website, join her mailing list, check out what she has to teach. Shainaz, thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I want to definitely keep in touch. If I ever make it down to Huntsville, I'm coming to visit you. And if yes. you ever have an opportunity to come to New York City, you must let me know. And let's keep in touch and continue to get the word out there. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Sam. All the best.
Thank you. Thank you. And of course, thank you to my loyal listeners. Without you, there is no show. And of course, if you missed any part of today's show, you can always catch the replay on talkradio.nyc. And we're on all the podcasting platforms, Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, wherever you can find podcasts, you can find the Conscious Consultant Hour. And don't forget, please go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/talkingalternative, and subscribe and join us on all the social media platforms. Thank you all for tuning in. Don't forget, 5 p.m. today, Frank Harrison in the show, Frank About Health. And coming up on July 28th, 1 p.m. on Friday, 28th, it's our brand new show on the network, The Hard Skills with Dr. Mira Branku. It's going to be a great show. Hope you listen into that. Thank you all. We will talk to you all next week. Take care.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
What really drives success in business? Introducing Intangify, the show that explores the intangible assets that create value and growth. I'm Matthew Asbell, your host and an attorney focused on innovation. Join me Fridays at noon Eastern to discover how innovation, culture, and other intangibles shape driving companies from startups to established businesses. We'll share strategies to unleash your business's true potential. Tune in live on talkradio.nyc Fridays at noon Eastern and Intangify your business today.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your Conscious Consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.